This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Be curious, not judgmental.
Breaking, according to Greg Hill,
Curtis, do not do that. Do not do that.
Broadcasting from beautiful and safe.
May not even be safe. Probably not for your workers, even.
Brighton, Massachusetts.
Just disregard that.
All across the WEEI Sports Radio Network.
Or streaming at WEEI.com.
This is
The Greg Hill Show.
The Greg Hill Show.
The Greg Hill Morning Show.
What's up with you?
There you go.
How's that?
All right.
Man, ain't this going on, trying to survive?
With your host.
I live next door to Greg Hill, and he's not an impressive guy.
Greg Hill.
Hi, everyone. I was so touched by the outpouring of support I received.
So this comes after he had a UTI, which led to sepsis.
That's a guy who should never use the word touched. I mean, somebody should tell him that. You know what I mean?
Well, it depends on what the definition of touched is.
He sounds a little weak. If you look at the video, he looks rough.
What are you talking about? Yep. I'm ready to go. My wee-wee is back in service.
Featuring the original spark of the Pats dynasty, Wiggy.
Oh, wait a minute. Are you suggesting that you are an online
sleuth? No. I just kind of like look into it, but I don't go that deep. Because you go that deep, man, there's no coming back.
Every time Wiggy does some online sleuthing, a pop-up ad for a penis pump shows up.
We not go back, man?
Featuring the new full-time co-host of the Greg Hill Morning Show, Courtney Cox.
Spice Girls are iconic, and I think for a lot of people, they are. I don't know how you can laugh at that.
They're iconic?
Yes, they are.
I don't really know.
And behind the glass.
The Ken and Curtis Show.
They are co-hosts.
Ken and Curtis.
He's not even paying attention. He's doing online sleuthing in the Brian Laundrie case during the breaks. I don't know if you noticed
that. Just a little mixture, man. Just a little bit. I ain't asking for much, but
this is Wiggy's body not moving?
Now.
But we've got to be role models.
Right.
Oh, God.
It's time for the Greg Hill Morning Show.
You masshole!
Gave them a lot of what for.
You just have no idea what you're talking about.
Cover it.
Let's cover it.
I love you dearly.
On Sports Radio.
Cheers. Crushing Bears. I'm watching the Pats.
From your lips to God's ears.
WEEI.
Happy birthday, Courtney.
Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you.
Yeah.
Yo, what is poppin', top of the morning? It is the Greg Hill Show, but it is Wiggy and the Woman filling in. Oh, here he goes.
Just in the nick of time.
Damn. That's my fantasy, the one day drive the bus.
I thought that was going really well, too.
I got to wait till Greg his vacation time comes so I can drive the bus.
You can drive it.
No.
That was a strong start on a Friday.
Wiggy and the Woman.
Wiggy and the Woman.
Yes. Filling in for the Greg Hill Show.
Oh, man.
Well, we almost had it, Courtney.
Yeah, we did. There.
That was electric.
Our first lead was the Spice Girls iconic. That was who we opened up with.
I'm sorry. I'm right here, though. I was close to the start of the show.
Yeah.
We can restart it. Isn't that what we call a rare?
So we do a rare show restart occasionally. What's going on, everyone?
Good morning.
Sorry I'm late.
Mm-hmm. It's traffic out there.
Yeah, it has been a stressful morning, and it's only 6 o'clock.
What happened?
Curtis, you know fine and dandy what happened, and I don't know that it's something that needs to be shared on the radio show this morning.
He'll be
it's
writing not, a strongly worded email after the show, and he doesn't want to jeopardize the outcome.
It's not necessarily relatable, and I don't want there are hardworking individuals that are on their way to work this morning at their jobs in which they put physical labor in, and I don't want to project any of my issues onto them, for they might not understand it.
I thought you were trying to get more information on the Bloom Cora thing.
No, it was not.
Okay. Was it a car issue? Or did you not? You were out of gas. What happened?
Well, he's ran out of gas before,
Curtis, at the place I live, as I explained to you on the telephone, we have a car retrieval system.
Yeah, that's a valet, Greg. That's what it's called.
Some might call it a valet.
It's a car retrieval system
right. in which your car is parked below the building, the modest building that I live in, and you send a text message to said retrieval individual 15 minutes before you want your vehicle. However, there appeared to be this morning some sort of overrun on vehicles. So I waited, I would guess, somewhere in the neighborhood of 45 minutes for the individual to retrieve my vehicle. and then I had to panic order an Uber.
Can't you just go down and get your vehicle?
You are not to go down into the garage and get your vehicle.
Really?
In the overnight hours. That is the
wow.
Why, is that for the peasants?
That is the rules, and I follow the rules. That's what I do.
Wow.
But anyway, thanks for bringing that up, Curtis. By the way, happy birthday,
wow,
Courtney
thank
Cox.
Thank you so that much. Right, thank you.
Your 20s are over.
My 20s are in my rearview mirror, but it was a good run.
Big
a good
party tenure. Tonight.
Yeah, big party. My 29th year, probably my best year to date.
Really?
Wow. Yeah.
Because of this job? Because you get to work with Wiggy?
Yeah, no, that definitely has to do with it. Uh-huh. It was just a good year.
Well, wow. I think Ken issued an edict yesterday. No celebrations at all on any kind of radio show. He wants just serious sports talk. So we cannot celebrate your birthday on the show this
That's
morning.
That's okay.
That's our tagline, serious sports talk.
No candles, the droplets, no blowing out candles.
I hope somebody has something planned for Courtney's birthday on the show this morning.
I believe that'd be Santo.
Was it Santo? Is Santo going to do something during the show?
I don't think Santo will be doing anything with the show.
We have something spaz related I think everybody will enjoy.
Oh. Mm-hmm. Ooh,
can't excellent. Sing happy birthday, though, right?
No, God, no. Wiggy.
Okay.
This is not accurate. A texter says the valet was just fired from Greg's building. That is not accurate. It's not his fault. Poor guy's doing the best he can. There was an overload of vehicles.
How many people are leaving your apartment complex at 5 a.m.?
There appeared to be an awful lot of people. Right. I don't know what was going on. Maybe there's some sort of a convention in town.
Oh, the harumphing in the lobby must have been out of control. I pay $7,200 a month.
That's just weird to me that you can't go get it on your own.
Yeah.
Wiggy, it's the rules. I don't make the rules. I merely follow the rules.
Is there a trilogy after party?
During the day, you can.
That
makes no sense.
Yeah, I don't get that.
I don't. You know. I mean, I don't
you should
know.
Get
why.
On the board, man. Isn't there like a homeowner's board?
I don't believe they allow any input from any residents. I think it's kind of like this country. It's a dictatorship. All right. Oops, sorry, Ken. Hey, if you would like to be on the show this morning, the number to call is 617-779-7937. Or you can text on the text line, which is 37937. It's a Patriots Friday, and that means that Devin McCourty of the New England Patriots will join us in about a half an hour at 6:30 or so. And game 6 of the ALCS tonight, and we'll talk about that not only with you, but with Steve Peralt of the Red Sox podcast coming up at 9 on today's show. Has Bradfoe made it to Houston?
He is back in the same hotel.
Wow.
If we want him at 7 a.m., he's there.
Yeah. We should give him, throw him a bone and do a hit with him at 7. Why not?
I stayed at a really nice hotel in Houston. I wonder if he's at the same one. They have the World Bar.
Post Oak?
No.
Zaza?
No. But there's a bar in the lobby of this hotel. It's called the World Bar.
Marriott Galleria?
It might be that.
Wiggy knows. Apparently, Wiggy knows every hotel in Houston.
No.
No, we're heading down after the show,
yes,
Wiggy.
Yes, Curtis and I are heading down after the show.
Houston, we have a problem.
Wait, you're not. Are you two going down?
We're getting the real Houston, not the Bradford
Really?
Houston. Yeah.
I got a do-rag from Ken. I'm ready to go.
Yeah.
you guys taking the Fung Wah bus, or how are you getting there?
That would be lovely, but no, I believe we're driving ourselves.
Let's go Red Sox. Let's go Red Sox.
If you want, what time are you planning on leaving? 10 o'clock, 11 o'clock? My car should be delivered and up front at my building by then, if you'd like to take it.
Wiggy, the T's silent in ballet. I don't know.
This has to be your first Uber of the year. Did you wear the mask the whole way?
Oh, wow.
I did. Yeah, I did. They're right here. Hold on. There you go.
That must have been that must have
showing
been
that on the Twitch feed.
He wasn't in a black car either.
No.
Uber.
That was an inconvenience for him to put the mask on in the Uber.
Wiggy, again, I follow the rules. Somebody tells me put a mask on, I put a mask on. All right. What else? We'll get to today's leads in about 10 minutes and the dumbest of the day at 7:30. And Courtney has the news coming up at 7:45 on her birthday. But right now, here is Ken and what is trending.
NFL Sunday, this Sunday before the game.
Now here's what's trending on WEEI.
Get ready for all the weekend games with a trip to Shaw's. You can tackle your hungry team with a Shaw's party platter. Sandwich platters, wing platters, shrimp platters, veggie platters. Shaw's can help you score a touchdown with all your fans. Order ahead by phone or online at shaws.com. And NFL Sunday, quick note, back at Howl at the Moon this Sunday, 1 o'clock, Wiggy with Gresh Keefe and Fourier, leading up to the Jets game, which nobody seems to care about, but it's still going to happen anyway at 1 o'clock. People care.
I have a senior citizen-like question for Wiggy. Is the Zsa Zsa Hotel named for the great Zsa Zsa Gabor?
Zaza.
Oh, Zaza. Okay. Sorry.
It's okay.
Fair question.
Fair question. I mean, you were thinking it.
The audience was wondering.
Big Patriots Friday today. You mentioned McCourty, but also we've got Damian Harris on with Gresham Keefe. Michael Lombardi with Merloni and Fourier. Ross Tucker on Mud at Night. Dante Hightower, Dietrich Wise back at practice Thursday. Still a lengthy injury report, though, for the Pats. So we'll see how that goes. Thursday night football, Cleveland over Denver 17-14 as the Broncos drop their fourth straight. But three games tonight. You got the Bruins and the Sabres, 7 o'clock faceoff. Celtics home opener, Greg. Raptors, 7:30 tip at the Garden. I know you auctioned off some tickets on the show.
And speaking of auctioning those tickets off, which we did the other day, the very generous individual who bid on them and won the bid got them for $3,000. And unfortunately, his dad is ill. This was a bucket list item for his dad, who is ill and is unable to go tonight. So the individual kindly said, I'll go ahead and go without my dad, but I'd like to do it again. So I'm going to re-auction those tickets this morning, if that is okay.
Wow. Fantastic.
So they are courtside seats.
Front row courtside.
I think they're the second row of the courtside.
Okay.
So yeah. $1,600 value, I believe. And I will take bids all morning long, and you can go tonight and be there for the opener at the Garden with the Celtics. And all you have to do is call 617-779-7937. And if you have the highest bid at the end of the show, make that donation to the Greg Hill Foundation, and you will be there tonight for the game.
And tonight, of course, is Game 6, 8:08, your first pitch on the Shaw's and Star Market Red Sox Radio Network. 7:08 pregame with the Muttman and company from Houston, Nathan Eovaldi against Luis Garcia, who did give up 5 runs in 1 inning earlier in the series. Let's hear from Cora about his faith in Eovaldi.
We feel good about him. He's been throwing the ball well. He's thrown the ball well down there. You know, we'll make a few adjustments with their lineups. We rested. The bullpen is rested, so everybody... And we'll do everything possible tomorrow to win that game, and then we'll move forward to the next one.
And hoping for a Game 7 on Saturday night would be something. The Dodgers got 3 homers from Chris Taylor yesterday, and they pounded Atlanta 11-2. They avoided elimination there, so a Game 6 in the Dodgers-Braves series, Saturday 5:08 with Max Scherzer on the mound. So setting up to be a pretty interesting weekend in sports.
It is. Major League Baseball wants Red Sox-Dodgers. So tonight... look for the umps to be tilted towards the Sox.
I hope you're right, because anything can happen in a Game 7, Curtis. So we just have to get there.
I mean, you and I, the greatest two words in sports.
We know that. We know that. Like, we know that like we know our own families. Yes, anything. We just got to get to Game 7, and then anything can happen.
Who did the valet have tonight in Game 6?
You know, I wish you hadn't brought that up. I'm being abused on the text line. Like, this individual says, if I had merely tipped the valet once in the last year.
That could be it.
No, that's not it.
Oh,
you're not. I don't think you're allowed to tip them. I think that's also. I think it's built into what they make.
Is the valet the guy that said you're not very impressive?
No, that guy had his car before I did, though.
Geez.
That guy was standing right next to me. He got his car right away.
That's what I do. Extra when I'm at the bar, I give the bartender on first drinks a nice juicy tip.
Well, that is a life hack. You always tip very big on the first drink.
Watch, I tip the valet very big, too, to keep me out front.
Oh, you like to be front guy.
I'm an out front guy.
Well, you have a handicap placard.
The nightclubs don't have handicap.
And don't forget about Boston College on Courtney's birthday weekend. Come on, BC at Louisville. They deserve to get some pub.
Let's
right,
go.
Courtney? 5.5-point underdogs, though, at Louisville.
Jeez. I know. We got to get it.
What's their record now?
We are 4-2.
Okay.
We got to get an ACC win, though.
That's a 4 o'clock kick.
All right. Quick reminder that you can stream this show. If you cannot listen to it on the radio, you can do that at WEEI.com, or you can download the Odyssey app, which will only take you a moment or two, and then you can listen to us from anywhere. And should you choose to want to, you can watch this show this morning and every morning on Twitch, twitch.tv/BostonWEEI. And we will be back with today's leads and then Devin McCourty on a Patriots Friday.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
Friday.
Patriots Friday on WEEI is brought to you by Shaw's, McFarlane Energy, and Mass General Cancer Center. This is the Greg Hill Show. Time now for The Lead.
That's almost unfair. That's Bon Jovi, and You Give Love a Bad Name.
No.
Oh, no, it's that way. Well, let it breathe. Living on a prayer. Sorry. Stressful morning. Stressful week. I'm so glad this week is almost over. But not only is I'm stressed out about what to get Courtney for her birthday, but I'm stressed out about the Red Sox. I lost my mom this week. It's been a stressful week. I need a win tonight. Yeah. I need a Red Sox win tonight, Curtis.
Living on a prayer. It's got to be up there, too. That's a classic.
And my sources are saying Heim Bloom and Cora food fight in the hotel bar last night.
All right. Well, the leads this morning are brought to you by Subaru. Fall in love with driving a 2022 Subaru featuring symmetrical all-wheel drive. You can find your authorized Subaru retailer when you visit SubaruofNewEngland.com.
Living on a prayer tonight, Greg, here for Game 6. And by the way, Slippery when wet, 35 years old this year, if you can believe that.
35 years ago. Wow.
My first cassette tape. Now, scapegoat tonight. Who is the scapegoat if the Sox lose? I hate to go this way because I was optimistic yesterday, but you always have to consider this does not go the Sox way. If they lose the series, who is at fault? I've got a couple options here for you. Greg Hill, as Chris Curtis pointed out yesterday, that's always an option. Mm-hmm. I think Laz Diaz you got to put in the mix. Maybe Red Sox Baby, maybe Dancing on My Own. Maybe Tom Brady. He's to blame for everything in my book. Could be the Astros cheating, but I think it will come down to these three. Cora, the bats, or the bullpen. Right now, they're all sort of on the in the mix.
What about the chief baseball officer and his actions at the trade deadline? That is not that's not to be considered.
In what sense?
Getting getting you pitching, which has been the single biggest problem on this baseball team in the playoffs. Like,
but he got two bullpen pieces, though.
Yeah, but Eovaldi did say that they were all disappointed at what happened there, so you got to read into a little bit.
Great I think he's a small percentage, but Ken, I agree with you. One of those three, and I would probably lean more towards the bats, personally.
I think most people would, which is interesting, because the whole theme of the series 48 hours ago was how they're slamming the hell out of this team. There's bombs all over the place. So then it's like, what do we do? It's almost just like you chalk it up to bad luck and you just trot them back out next year. If that's all it is, the bats just went cold for a couple. It's not like the offense is a bunch of good hitters. Mm-hmm. They just for whatever reason, came up empty in a 48-hour span.
I've seen this floating around on social media, and Nilly Willy in the Twitch chat is suggesting it is E-Rod for pointing at the watch, and that woke the Astros up.
So did that wake the Astros up and put his batters to sleep?
Did it wake the Astros up? Did it wake a sleeping giant, as one might say?
No, it's all about the bats. You scored 3 runs in 2 games.
Okay. All right, well, hopefully we don't have to think about that.
Correct.
Thank you, Ken. Curtis, good morning.
Good morning, everyone. I believe that the Red Sox will win the next 2 games and go to the World Series.
Ooh.
Based solely on the fact that they are back in a position they have been maybe a dozen times this season where everybody's off the bandwagon. They lost. This was a nice run, good try, whether it was before they got into the playoffs. We said at least they got 90 wins. Before they, you know, whatever, there's been right after the trade deadline, everybody said the season's over, like myself. I believe that the Red Sox win tonight relatively easily with Eovaldi on the mound. They have an advantage in the pitching matchup, and I think tomorrow all the pressure shifts to Houston. They need to win to make that to validate that title. They've got that city kind of on their heels. I think the Sox will win both games and head to the World Series against the Dodgers.
Your lips to God's ears, Curtis. I hope you're right about that.
Let's go, Red Sox!
Birthday girl.
Hello. Good morning. A crazy scene yesterday in New Mexico. I don't know if you guys saw this in the news, but after 6 days of on social media, Juliette Lewis, who's an actress, and a bunch of other actors and actresses jumped on this bandwagon, posting about the conditions that go on a movie or TV set, and how they are not safe for workers, and how the talent on screen need to stand up for the people behind the scenes because it's just not good working conditions and accidents can happen. 6 days ago that comes out. Mm-hmm. Yesterday, Alec Baldwin, I don't know how this happens, fires off a prop gun on set and kills one crew member of the film that he's shooting right now in New Mexico and injures another.
What? Mm-hmm.
A prop gun.
I didn't see this.
Oh, yeah. So it's on the set of the new movie Rust. They were shooting in New Mexico, and it was a prop gun that he set off, and it killed a 42-year-old director of photography, female, and then injured a director.
Brings up the Brandon Lee and the Crow, Bruce Lee's son.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah, that happened a long time ago. Yes.
And
yes.
I'm sure more information will come out today on it. There are photos of Alec Baldwin in the parking lot after he was questioned, and he looks distraught. I mean, a prop gun, in my mind, nothing comes out of a prop gun when it's fired.
I don't know. Yeah.
Yeah, right. But they said there was some way there was a projectile that accidentally got in there. So whoever's handling, you know, these guns, it's not the actors,
right,
but, you know, whoever the people are on the side making sure.
I don't know how the prop gun works. Get Tangway on the phone stat.
I know. I do want to know, though. It's a crazy, crazy.
It's blanks. It's real guns with just blanks in there. So, yeah, and maybe sometimes, like the Brandon Lee case, his Bruce Lee's son got killed on the set of The Crow a long time ago. Somehow a live round got in there.
Unbelievable.
Right. Yeah, but all right. 6 days after, a lot of actors and actresses took to social media to talk about the conditions, the working conditions that are on movie sets.
All right. Thank you, Courtney.
You're
Wiggy?
Welcome.
Yo, what up? All right. So we all know about the importance of tonight's Red Sox game. But there's another game that is super important this weekend, and that is the Patriots on Sunday.
Yes.
They need this win to get them to 3-4, one game on the 500, because then they go on this run against teams that are pretty good. They got the next 2 games will then be on the road. They play Cleveland. I know Cleveland's without Baker Mayfield right now. Then you finish up kind of with the Buffalo Bills in Buffalo, Tennessee Titans. So the importance of beating the Jets to get you back to 3-4 because the next game you're going to play is against the Chargers in L.A. is huge. So I know we're all focused on the Red Sox right now, but Sunday's game, we expect them to win, get them one step closer to getting back to 500, because it's about getting back to 500 and putting yourself in the mix of grabbing that seventh seed.
Speaking of this weekend's games, is the Wiggy Aperol Spritz Pick'em happening this morning, the contest?
Yes, we are doing it again until Wiggy wins.
Okay, what time? What time you want to do that? 8:30 or something?
8:30 works for me.
8:30, we will do that. Wiggy, thank you very much.
You got it.
So, should you be traveling? I know Wiggy and Curtis are traveling to Houston together this weekend.
I got Chex Mix for the road.
Yeah. Should you be traveling to China this weekend, you will be unable to watch the Boston Celtics and their opening game because their games have been blacked out in China by the Chinese government media after Enes Kanter tweeted a 2-minute video in which he expresses support for Tibet and wears shoes with the phrase Free Tibet on them. Here is a little bit of that video.
There have been more than 5,000 political prisoners in Tibet the last 25 years. 5,000! The Chinese dictatorship is erasing Tibetan identity and culture. The cultural genocide in Tibet is so stifling that more than 150 Tibetan people have burned themselves alive, hoping that such a horrific act of sacrifice will raise awareness and attention towards the ongoing abuses within Tibet. Brutal dictator of China, Xi Jinping, I have a message for you and your henchmen. I will say it again, again, and again, loud and clear. I hope you hear me. Free Tibet.
Now, imagine if there were any other more powerful NBA players who were able to speak up against China if they weren't concerned about money. Are there any that pop to your mind immediately, Curtis, when it comes to those who are powerful in the NBA who could speak up and perhaps affect things the way they are going on?
Avery Bradley, I think.
That was not the first one that I was thinking about.
This is the classic case where you have a guy like LeBron James who likes to be seen and thought of as some sort of social justice warrior. And everybody says, look at what he sacrifices. He hasn't sacrificed anything with his opinions. He's gotten a raise. He's said what everybody feels and thinks when it comes to certain political parties and what the beautiful people want you to endorse. This is something that could actually influence change. If LeBron James said that, that would give, and if the Chinese government prevented LeBron from being seen by their people, that's something that actually might influence a brutal dictator in his decision making.
Well, good on Enes Kanter the Celtics probably I hope could not care less. Is that the phrase?
Couldn't care less
about whether their games are on in China or not.
It's all about the energy you have to certain things.
Yeah,
that's all it is. Enes Kanter's energy towards that is very strong. Some people, their energy is towards other things. So it's like
I see. So you're going to be defending LeBron all morning?
No. I'm just saying he does a lot for inner city kids who die every day.
LeBron does.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, I mean, you know, his energy, yeah, should his energy be there? That's up to him. But
well, could his energy not be in a couple different directions?
Well, I mean, it could be.
Is his energy placed where it is based on his own personal game when it comes to sneaker deals is that possible?
No, it could. I understand that some of it has to do with the fact that the relationship they have with the sneakers and China. But feel that same way, like everybody's up in arms over COVID. When COVID disappears, keep that same energy towards the opioid addiction. Keep that same energy towards violence in inner cities.
I agree with you on that.
You know, people like to pick and choose. I'm not going to knock somebody who's doing something. That's all I care about. Enes Kanter, he's doing something.
Yeah, right. And you can't say the sneaker deal or anything with the I Promise school that LeBron has. I mean, what's his personal gain on that?
Yeah, I would just like to see others do what Enes Kanter did and speak out against what is going on in China.
Enes Kanter.
And it's one thing to say nothing. It's another thing to go out and condemn the president of the Rockets the way LeBron did and side with China.
Yeah, that was a bad move.
Correct. All right. Those are today's leads. Devin McCourty on a Patriots Friday is brought to you by Zuti. Build any app your company needs in 1 week. Visit Zuti.com for details. And Devin McCourty is brought to you by Shaw's, perfecting the art of fresh, and by Ketch's Law Group. And he joins us right now on the Harbor One Hotline. Hey, Devin, good morning.
Good morning, man. How you guys doing today?
We're doing good. I can relate to something that you said this week, which is that you feel old. You said that during you said that during a press conference. How does being your age make your job more difficult, if it even does, Devin?
I think the biggest thing is just a recovery standpoint. I mean, I think all of us know, like, as when you're younger, how easy it is to get up and do something that you did yesterday, get up, do it again the next day and the next day, and not have to, you know, spend time or do anything to kind of help you get back and recover. And I think as you get older, you invest more time in the recovery process of, you know, I think for one, getting your body ready to go. But I think everyone does that. But just the idea of whether it's post-game, post-practice, you really have to take the time and go through your routine to make sure the next day that you're able to be at work and do what everyone else is able to do. And I think I learned that, you know, throughout my career each year. It's like you have to do more and more, and then you hit an age where, you know, you have to do those things every single day or the next day is brutal. So that's what I was saying. I said that coming off of a question talking about playing 90 snaps on Sunday and the impact that has going forward.
Have you considered giving the TB12 method a try?
I think some of those things are in what I do, because I think everyone has watched, you know, what Tom's been able to do throughout his career. But no, I don't have the true TB12 method. Only one guy truly has that.
Maybe he could ship some avocado gelato up here or something like that for you, Devin.
I don't think he eats any meat. Devin, when you look at a game against the Cowboys, you guys really, you know, gave up a ton of yards to Dak Prescott. What do you think was some of the issues there that led to him having that many yards in the game?
I mean, for one, they're a really good football team. He's a really good quarterback, and I think some of the extended plays hurt us probably more than anything. Just his ability to buy some extra time, and they were able to make plays a couple of times in zone coverages. He bought time. You know, Wiggy, when you're in a zone and a quarterback can buy some extra time, it makes it very difficult on the defense to find a guy and get on him because you're a little displaced in the zone. So we're just doing a better job of not giving quarterback time to wait for other people to be open and be able to make a play. So that definitely came up with something that we want to do a better job this week and going forward.
Devin, from Dak Prescott now taking on Zach Wilson, a guy you've already seen this season, in prepping, is there any difference in the offense that you're facing from the last time you saw them to now?
Yeah, I think Zach Wilson is just probably more comfortable. I think you watch like the Tennessee game, his ability to do like what I was just talking about, you know, what Dak did of being able to buy time. And, you know, when he's able to buy some extra time, he's going deep down the field. So that's just something that we got to stay alert for. We got to do a good job of making sure if he is able to escape the pocket that we get on guys. And not allow them to go vertical. You know, in the Tennessee game, Davis and Cole had big catches deep down the field and a pass interference that really changed that game with him getting outside of the pocket and being able to get the ball vertical.
Devin, when you look at this defense, I think the one area that you guys obviously did a good job against the Dallas Cowboys was in the red zone. They were 2-for-5, so that's pretty good. When you think about playing against a quarterback or a team that has that mobile quarterback, how important is it for that front seven pass rush to get there so you can eliminate some of those extended plays that you talk about?
Yeah, and I think it's obviously the pass rush getting there, and it's everyone kind of working together. You know, you're going to play a game, and for the whole game, to ask the pass rush to be perfect is going to be tough because you still want those guys to be aggressive. So The few times it does happen, you just got to do a good job in coverage to make sure that you don't give up the big play. And then, like you just said, overall, your rush is just doing a good job of the plan, of your rush plan, and staying in their lanes and not allowing the quarterback to be able to get to their, you know, their sweet spots on the field of being outside the pocket like we know Zach Wilson likes. And I think when it's all working together is when you can have a good day against mobile quarterbacks between rush and coverage.
Devin, this week, Wiggy and I had a bit of a spirited debate on that loss and if you were going to and obviously it's on the whole team, but if you were going to put it on either the offense or the defense, who you would put it on. It, from your perspective, seeing, watching that offense, do you feel like, does the defense feel like you would like to see more out of them? Do you want to see Mac Jones given the ability to open it up more, to do more? Do you feel like that they need to bring a little bit extra, or do you hold the defense accountable when it comes to that loss on Sunday?
I mean, for me, it's everybody. Like, you don't go out there and win a football game, you know, because once I play well, I think, you know, overall to win a football game, especially against a good team, you have to come out and I think everyone has to be able to fill their roles in certain points of the game. So to me, it came down to just how well we played in the critical situations on, you know, all sides of the ball. You know, I don't think it was this side was bad or that side was bad. It's just we got to do a better job when, you know, the game's on the line and these three or four plays will decide the game of us making those plays on both sides of the ball. And I think that's when we'll get different results.
Speaking of good teams, do you feel like this team gets up for better teams than or teams that they feel like are going to be better teams, that, you know, vis-a-vis the Bucs, vis-a-vis the Cowboys? Like outside looking in, it seems like maybe you perform better against those teams.
I don't know. I think you look at our record, we're 2-4. So, I mean, out of six games, we've won twice. So, you know, I try not to get into the whole, you know, they competed well, you know, tough loss, but it could have been this and it could have, like, I mean, I would say overall, we just got to do a better job in every game we've played, you know, other than the two that we've won, to make that the end result. You know, I think obviously it's important how you play, but in this league, it all comes down to did you win or did you lose? So we just got to do a better job of that. And I think that makes those conversations different across the board when you win games compared to when you keep falling short.
Devin, you know, being in the position you just talked about, being in 2-4, I asked Bill when we had him on last week, you know, you were a similar situation last year where you had a very similar record at this point in time in the season, but you put yourself in a position where you ran off about four games of wins to be right back in the playoff hunt. I know you never want to look down the road, but do you take any type of, like, silver lining into the fact to know that, hey, listen, we've been in this situation before and we put ourselves back in the hunt. We still can do that again this year?
Yeah, I think you always have to remember what's in front of you. And I think we know as a team there's things that we could do a little bit better and it'll make a world of difference. So I think we know that going in that, you know, it's not like, you know, just – wrap everything up and go home. Like, we still have a shot here to go out here and win some football games. So I think we definitely put that as the focus of just moving forward and being able to be better and see what that gives us, you know, not worrying about it and just staying in the past and, you know, talking about the past games, but obviously moving forward, focusing on one game at a time, one day at a time. And I think that's been the mentality and the mindset of the guys in the locker room. Just with the thought of, you know, let's finish this thing off and do what's right for these next 11 games, and then we'll just see where that puts us.
Devin, a non-football question, but I saw you on the news this week fighting for clemency for William Allen from Brockton, serving 27 years in prison. Can you explain for our audience who might not know the story why you are fighting for this so they better understand what's going on?
Yeah, I got the opportunity to get introduced to the case from a friend. William Allen is a guy who at 20 years old committed a crime. Him and a friend decided to rob a known drug dealer in town. And during that process, the person he was with killed the guy. And back then, in I think it was 94, it was known as joint venture felony. So whatever happened during a felony, whoever was involved would be charged with what happened. So they were both charged with murder. And the friend understood really what he was being charged with and decided to take a plea deal. And William thought, you know, I didn't kill anyone. Why would I get sentenced and charged for murder? So because of that, he got charged. He was convicted. Spent 27 years in prison, while the other guy who committed the crime has been out the last 11 years. So clemency is just the thought process of, you know, this is a man who committed a crime, who if you talk to him today, he'll tell you how remorseful he is, and he takes full responsibility. But it's the idea of, you know, the time served and what he's done in prison is enough. And, you know, the sentence that he probably got, you know, isn't really fair. And, you know, nowadays that that charge has been remedied. You can't be charged that way. So it's the idea of let's fix what is really wrong and let a man out of prison. So it's been going pretty well, hopefully. Governor Baker agrees with a lot of the recommendations that have been made, and he's released from prison sooner than later.
Hey, Devin, back to the Jets game. You had a pick in that game. You had a tip to J.C. Jackson for an interception, and then you had a pick that almost you brought back to the house, and Zach Wilson just caught you. How close were you to returning that, and do you like catch grief from the teammates for letting the quarterback bring you down?
You always get grief from the teammates whenever a quarterback or for returners, a punter, a kicker. So it goes like that sometimes. Sometimes you get away, sometimes you don't. But as you get older and the quarterback catches you, they get on you more. So I understand it. And, you know, hopefully we can get some turnovers this week, and that could be a big way to victory.
Can't get walked by the quarterback, though.
just want to be clear, Devin, that was Ken Laird critiquing your performance. Not me.
Was that a pick six?
It's well documented. I am afraid to say anything to you. You know that.
No, you're not. You like to run with it, Gray. You like to run with it.
All right. Well, listen, this is Wiggy says must win. Wiggy's going to tell you it's a must win on Sunday. So
come on, man, get me off the ledge.
We're glad you took the time this morning, Devin, and we'll talk to you again next week.
All right, guys, have a good weekend.
Mr. Bombastic, we want some bombastic romantic.
This is the Greg Hill Show on WEEI.
Mr. Lover, Lover.
Nate, how much do you draw from like the wild card start in terms of having the experience of having pitched in an elimination game as you prepare for this?
Yeah, I mean, we know where we're at, situation, standings, everything like that. We know what's on the line. So, you know, I've faced them twice now within the week. So I have a good game plan going in, and, you know, it's just going to come down to try not to do too much out there, make sure I'm executing my pitches and, you know, attacking the strike zone.
Full confidence in big game Nate tonight, right, Ken? No concern there.
I think full confidence. I mean, some people wonder whether the bullpen outing, the one inning, is going to affect him in a negative way. I think you do have to consider that, I guess.
But breathe. What are we talking over Shaggy for?
Oh, sorry. Yeah, Shaggy's birthday.
Oh. Shaggy and Courtney have the same birthday?
Mm-hmm.
How old is Shaggy?
53, I think.
Okay.
Let me double check then.
I like Shaggy. That makes sense why we share a birthday.
Would you call Shaggy iconic, or is that only the, Spice Girls?
It Wasn't Me is a song that really shaped my childhood.
Really?
Yes. Oh,
shaped your childhood.
Yeah.
Shaggy is like...
He's not iconic. He's bombastic.
There you go. He's the mainstream Jamaican artist that everybody knows.
Can we get an accent or anything, Wiggs?
I'd rather prefer a Buju Bantan, Bounty Killer, but Shaggy's all right.
This is Matt. Hello, Matt.
Hey, good morning, Greg. I just want to wish Courtney a great happy birthday. I met you all at the Jimmy Fun Telethon, and she couldn't have been any nicer.
Oh, Matt.
You know, oh. So.
You know,
thank you so much.
Court.
She's thank a peach. You. She really is.
And I asked her for a photo at the tote board, and she couldn't have been any more accommodating. Oh, so yeah. Happy birthday, Courtney.
Thank you, Matt. That means a lot.
It's your birthday.
Bye-bye.
That's a good birthday.
Is that
song.
The guy that has to stay 500 feet from you, or is that a different
No,
that's
no.
Michael.
Oh, no.
So the big plan for the birthday is that you organize this whole party thing for yourself tonight.
Nope.
And then what else? Anything else?
No, that's
Are
not
you going
what
to a
happened.
Club?
From my understanding, and I've been told I don't know everything.
Okay.
There is a cocktail hour of sorts where my family will also be in attendance.
Oh, right. Excellent.
Then there will be a party trolley.
Oh,
okay.
And
oh,
it ends
trolley.
At 410 Broadway, which is the new Loco Lounge.
So you'll be going to a little lounge.
Will Santo be decorating the party trolley?
I don't know. Santo told me he will be working from home today. So my eyes, that means that he is doing...
Preparing.
Yeah.
Have you seen Spaz today, by the way? He is very upset at people who celebrate birthdays at this age.
Ugh.
He is really trying hard to contain himself.
I mean,
really?
How classic of Spaz, though. Yeah. From weddings to this, it's
Spaz
just...
Spaz and I kind of have the same thought process.
Yes,
I
you
was
do.
On this train yesterday.
Well, this came up yesterday, and I ended up running into a couple people who were asking me what your issue was with... Courtney and others celebrating their birthday. It's the biggest day of the year. It's a celebration of making it around, you
to
know,
16.
Of it. No,
Sweet
it's
16.
It's a celebration of surviving another turn, another rotation on the axis when it comes to Earth. And they don't understand why you have an issue with somebody like Courtney or anybody else celebrating their birthday.
So then throw a party every year. Because if it is about surviving another year, shouldn't every year be a party?
I just don't. It's like, oh, Spaz has walked into the booth.
Oh, here we go.
So Spaz had a major issue with your destination wedding.
Yes.
He thought that was ridiculous.
Right.
And apparently you have an issue with Courtney celebrating her 30th birthday.
Here, on my 30th birthday, my father, my dad called me. I lived in Lowell at the time. Picked up the phone. My father goes, "Aunt," I go, "What's up, Dad?" He goes, "Happy birthday," and then hung up the phone. Click. That was it. That was the extent of my 30th birthday.
Well, some people are birthday people, and some people are not. My mom's not a birthday person. My dad is. So you know,
so
got
what do
it
you
from
do
my
next
dad
year for 31.
Yeah, dinner. Just Santo and I will go to dinner.
Why no party?
Because 31 is just another year in your 30s. 30, for a lot of people, and I know you don't agree with this, a lot of people think 30 is a big
but
birthday.
But Greg said that it's another year on this earth in that.
It is.
Like, so why not? See, Spaz, I'm kind of with you. Like, I think it's 16 and 21, and then after that, you want to celebrate your birthday privately. Okay, I'm cool with that. But people who have big parties when they're like 34, 35, 30, 40.
Right.
I kind of feel like.
But I'm not doing that. I'm only doing 30. 30 and then I'm done.
Oh, 30 and then what, $30,000 for your birthday and then you're done?
Yeah, I mean,
I don't know. Is that what it is?
Yeah, probably.
So you're
something.
Getting married this year for $250,000. You're having a birthday party this year for $40,000.
That has not been confirmed number-wise. That is...
You're getting a trolley for your birthday.
Correct.
A trolley.
Yeah, a party trolley.
I didn't even get a toy trolley for my birthday party. My dad wasn't like, "Here's Thomas the Train."
It's like a potty bus, potty trolley.
My daughter Presley turned 6 last year, so her birthday's coming up, and they wanted to have a birthday party, and it was like a pizza party, something like that, and they wanted to invite 30 kids. I laughed and said, no, and we can order from the pizza place up the street, no birthday party for my 6-year-old daughter because of the expenses. Why should I be put out hundreds of dollars to get to what? Celebrate? Oh, you're 6.
Yeah, you're not a birthday guy.
You're
clearly,
30.
And that's okay.
Coco, you made it.
I did. I did make it to 30, and it was you know, a touch and go there during.
Don't back down.
No, I'm not backing down.
These,
I like birthdays.
You're a birthday person.
I don't care about the price. I mean, 30,000 for a birthday. It seems like it's going to be a good party.
Does that every
year.
Yeah,
my daughter's like that. I'm on the opposite end. My daughter is every birthday she celebrates it, she wants it bigger than the next.
What happens if you don't get a gift? Like, what happened if it was nothing?
That's okay. I told my parents
you
I don't need a gift.
You wouldn't be okay with it. That's the, oh, you don't have to get me anything. Oh, honey, don't worry about it. And then you blast the guy for the next 10 years. 10 years later, you're like, oh, yeah. Like on my 30th birthday party.
Actually, one of my friends said, do you have any idea what Santo's getting you? And I said, no, he's throwing a party, so I think that's enough.
That's enough.
See? Oh, no, Santo's in Houston getting a gift for you, right? Is that what he said? Like New York?
Nope.
I'm getting you a ring. I'm getting you a birthday cake in Houston.
There's a gift that Courtney wants. Don't let her fool you.
No,
Everybody does.
No, actually, this is probably the first one that I just didn't.
There's no gift that you want?
No,
I feel like everybody wants something.
Well, everybody wants something.
Right, that's my point. So what would you,
Santo went to Jared.
I don't know.
You made mention.
I think, first of all, I'm fine. Whatever anybody wants. If you're a birthday person, you want to celebrate every birthday because you're happy to be alive, then go for it. I don't know why it works the two of you up so much. It's all you've talked about around
here. Yeah, but I don't care about the expenses.
Last 24 hours. But as far as I'm concerned, you can also, when it comes to the big ones, which Courtney is right. I mean, she's turning 30 today. It's a big birthday. Honestly, it's all downhill. Let me tell you, as an old man, it's all downhill from here.
That's what I've been told.
It doesn't get any better.
No, it gets better.
Murr told me 30s are great.
She
texted me this morning.
She said the 30s are the best. Yes. Danielle did.
Is she going to do a come along with your birthday party? Or?
Maybe. She's around.
It's like 30s the new 20. It gets better. Don't let Greg fool you. 40 is good too.
Listen, every decade, as far as I'm concerned, every day you're alive is a good day.
What you have to look forward to, Courtney, is you're going to be really mad at a valet in 20 years.
It's a parking retrieval system, Curtis.
It's really sly how you did that.
Parking retrieval service?
Yeah, I'm going to try really that next time I
did
stay.
You come up with that with Muffy in the lobby while you're waiting for your cars?
Curtis, I'm going to try that next time I'm in a hotel. Do you have a parking retrieval system here?
All right. This is Kathy. Hey, Kathy.
Hi. Hi, Courtney. Oh. I wanted to wish you a happy 30th.
Oh, thank you. That is my Aunt Kathy.
Oh,
yeah, that's my mom's twin.
Wait, wow. Danielle used to do...
Godmother.
Godmother.
Yep, that's
wait a second.
Oh, I love this woman.
Wait a second. Danielle used to do a character.
Oh, that's true.
Which was her Aunt Kathy.
Yeah.
You actually have an Aunt Kathy.
My middle name is after her.
Oh.
Kathleen, yep.
Yeah, Danielle's Aunt
thank
Kathy.
Thank you, Auntie Kathy.
From, like,
love you very much.
You're welcome.
And I'll see you tonight.
I remember the day that I was sitting at the hospital waiting for your father to come out to tell me if you were a boy or a girl, and I couldn't have been happier.
Wow. A lot of born day stories. Yep.
All right,
I'll see you tonight at the party.
All right, bye.
Don't forget to bring a gift or you're going to be excommunicated from the family.
Oh, don't worry. I have one.
All right.
Kathy's getting sauced up tonight.
We got to take a break.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today. Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Baseball is back. Basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.